With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
But the Astros definitely felt a loss over the weekend. Two losses, actually, at the hands of the Texas Rangers. And my goodness, the Rangers come to town and take two or three from you.
It ain't great.
The Rangers' crappy pitching staff comes in here, and you only muster what you mustered against them over the weekend, even with the return of Yuli Gurriel. And I'm not going to have anybody get in the mentions or the text on anything, but Cody, don't freak out about three games. Don't freak out about one series. No. You're a World Series contender. You're a World Series contender, and you want four of the seven games at Minute Maid Park when October gets here. And if you want that, you can't drop two or three to the Texas Rangers in April. They suck. And they're going to suck.
You're 100% right. You know, this was one of those. Remember when we talked about that was a cheap loss last week? You know, they had a cheap loss where it was one right there that they should have taken care of. It was right there for them to be able to to win the game. Last night was not a cheap loss. That was a great effort by Colon, and you got a great effort out of out of your guys as well. Except for hitting. You know, hitting was the problem. I think what's the problem is that there's too many of these offensive, you know, performances stacking up right now. Verlander was nails last night. You should have won that game. But the offense is just getting out of control that you can't string stuff together.
Before we start talking about Sunday, Saturday, and Friday, I'm going to let you roll this around in your head right now. The three Astros starters in this series each struck out 10+. Okay? One of them set, I think, their career high for strikeouts. One of them tied their career high, and then Verlander put together. They rate these games with game scores, one of the highest game scores in the history of the Houston Astros.
Right.
The Rangers won two of those three games.
That's what you can't have. You just can't have that. And with them right now, the offense, they're looking around right now trying to find some answers with that.
Let's start with Sunday, because Sunday you can explain away to an extent, because someone goes out there and has a transcendent performance that people will talk about in October as one of the best moments from the regular season. Bartolo Colon takes that thing deep.
Yeah, he did.
Into the game. And it takes that perfect game deep. He's the oldest guy ever to take a perfect game that deep. And he takes it in the eighth inning at damn near 45 years old. And he's doing it up there throwing 88-mile-an-hour fastballs.
But again, the movement was like, it was unheard of. I mean, it was coming in 3 feet in front of the plate, it would start to tail. Well, you have no chance as a hitter if that's going to happen.
There was nothing flat at all about what Bartolo was up there tossing. And they finally, the Astros finally get something going against him in the eighth inning. He walks Correa, and at that point, as soon as Bartolo walked Correa, I was like, all right, they've got something here. For God's sakes, get something going right here. Ultimately, Reddick takes care of business and gets him going, with the double down the line.
But,
and then Yuli gets the sack fly. But, as you mentioned, Verlander had given up a home run earlier, so that was just to tie the game. And then you get to the 10th inning after Devo works a fantastic ninth. And on any given day, he's been going more than one inning. Devo works a fantastic ninth, and A.J. Hinch goes to Rondon.
And Rondon
gets batted around. Couple of big hits, and then Chirinos again comes up with the big hit for the Rangers. They put two on the board, and then that was all she wrote, even though the Rangers had already used what was thought to be maybe their closer. That was all she wrote. So I understand yesterday. Like, Bartolo was magnificent yesterday.
Again, that wasn't like a cheap loss. It was just a great effort. Sure, you know, you would have liked to have seen them finish it better, but that's going to happen when Colon was just, he was throwing junk out there and a junk on his fastball. I mean, it was crazy the way he was tailing. But beyond that, you can talk about the offense yesterday, but, you know, tip of the cap to Colon. But beyond that, the weekend was just not, this was not vintage Astros.
Josh Reddick after the game yesterday.
It was actually pretty surprisingly quiet for our dugout, the way we're usually rowdy and going about. And usually you hear about a bunch of people saying, you know, he's got a no-hitter going, got a perfect game going. And we didn't hear that a whole lot, so I think we were a little off our game tonight. And Bartolo exploited that. He's a great pitcher, and you know, he knows how to move the ball a lot, and he did a really, really good job with it tonight.
This is a lineup. This is an offense, and this is a team that should never have that done to them by Bartolo Colon. So, like, I understand that the guy was fantastic, like last night, hitting his spots, and you know, the movement was there on the fastball, and the placement was pinpoint, spot on throughout the whole thing. I think he had 10, maybe 11 batters that he started 0-2, or 10 or 11 that he started with a first pitch strike, and then he got a bunch of guys 0-2. And it didn't seem like they were making him work because the pitch count was not particularly high.
Yeah.
They were swinging at stuff and popping it up when they'd been driving it. And so, yeah, I get Colon was good. But then Reddick talks about in the dugout, they're just kind of meh in the dugout. Like, dude, it's Sunday Night Baseball.
It's like they were – he was mesmerizing them.
Yeah,
it's like he was –
he lulled
like,
him asleep.
Yeah, well, not only that, but they were just, like, overwhelmed, I guess confused that he was – you know. It's one of those frustrating. It's one thing if guys hitting 103 on you with a, you know, split finger or something. This dude was throwing 88, 90 at the most. You're sitting there frustrated, thinking we should be hitting this guy. So it's like they're just kind of muted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was. Look, credit to Bartolo Colon. That was a fun story. The baseball world was captivated by it. And the way he was acting between innings, like it was no big deal. They were showing it. It's like, hey. He's like talking to those guys. He's like going in, like approaching teammates, and guys are like, "Should I be talking to him?
What do I say?"
There was the video of him like throwing the ball.
It was like it looked like a little rubber band ball.
Yeah, yeah. Like throwing the ball like over in the dugout by himself.
Yeah, he pulled it out of his desk, yeah. Tossing the rubber band ball around.
And before we talk about Saturday and Friday, sidebar: Sunday Night Baseball. Maybe they'll round into form, but Vasgersian was not good. A-Rod seems to be lost at different times. Mm-hmm. They were getting guys' names wrong, and I know not everybody's wearing 42, and so you don't see the numbers and the name on the back.
But right.
They're getting guys' names wrong. They're getting info about guys wrong. Talking over each other, like start and stop. I'm like
giving the score wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Score's wrong. Like Sunday Night Baseball was not good.
No, it wasn't.
And we were excited about that. Mm-hmm. We talked about as soon as we heard that A-Rod was going and Vasgersian was going to join. I'm like, okay, all right, they got themselves a broadcast. It was not good.
No, it wasn't.
It was not good. Saturday, who broke Brad Peacock? Who broke Brad Peacock? What the hell's wrong with him now?
Yeah.
Remember when we were Brad Peacock for closer?
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. Screw that.
Well, I don't know what, like, you put it right. You know, who broke Brad Peacock? I think he did right now. I think he's starting to press a little bit. Maybe he was feeling like, you know, he was the closer, et cetera, but it ain't happening right now.
No, he gives up the couple of home runs to get the tie game, and then in the ninth inning of or in the 10th inning of the Saturday game, the Rangers just kind of string it together, push across another one.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a good performance by Will Harris. Hell, the only guy in the bullpen that really pitched great on Saturday was Ken Giles.
Yeah.
And it's like 9 pitches, 3 outs. Like, okay, well, why can't you do that all the time? Hell. Waste a great start by Charlie Morton, who tied his career high in strikeouts. I did think Morton was hilarious after the game. Career high in strikeouts. Tied career high in strikeouts. And he says, oh, I was just awful today.
Yeah, sure.
Hold on, it gets better, Charlie? What's going on here?
Sure.
I was just awful today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you were terrible. How about that? Yeah, Brad Peacock's messed up now. The bullpen's fault. The bullpen and the offense, which are two things that you were going to point to this year as, okay, all right. So, like, yeah, outside of Giles, you know, we feel pretty good about this bullpen and the offense that's going to be there. We can stop talking about 2017 because 2018's got this whole set of problems of its own.
Offense is number one, and you know what's going to happen in the back end of the rotation. Let's not forget last night. Like you said, Devo did fine, but Rondon is an acquisition you brought in, you know, to for this exact situation. You know, to go ahead in a close game, tight game, you know, not a safe situation, get the outs you need, maybe sneak out a win, and that didn't happen either.
No. Did see George Springer kind of get going over the weekend, though.
Will Harris didn't do anything.
Yeah, Will Harris had the struggle. Springer getting going a little bit over the weekend, scattering four hits over the two games, had the two home runs, taking care of business on Friday night with the home run off Cole Hamels and to start the game. And then they take care of business late by getting the run, pushing it across with Fisher on the base paths. And then Davinsky gets that save Friday night. They don't even go to Giles. So still have a closer controversy. Still can't hit. Now the bullpen's falling apart. And now you're going to turn to Keuchel and McCullers in the rotation on a West Coast road trip, and they're the two guys that have struggled in the starting rotation.
Right, and you're going, and it's going to be a long road trip, one of the longer ones that you've had. So, yeah, man, I mean, this is a time to get it going right now.
Oh, and while we're paying attention to wins and losses, because we are, because you can't trail somebody too far in baseball if you want to have home field all the way through the World Series, three and a half games behind Boston. Three games behind the Mets, three games behind the Angels, who have the three best records in baseball.
Can't let it get away.
Not hitting the panic button. I'm not worried.
No.
But
what I tell you, let's look at Memorial Day. See if this continues.
But it's a concerning start. There are things that I'm not in love with from this team so far, and it's we can quit worrying about 2017. And, oh, they got going 2017. Well. All right, 2018's got a whole new set of problems, and it's all different. Mm-hmm. So 2018's its own monster, and it's been an unimpressive one to start.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.